Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how well designed are you? Are you living in your design? Of course you are. We're all designed differently. We're all designed from birth to be who we need to be in this life. And we're being that. I'll be talking about the human design system today with another analyst, like myself, of the human design system. And right away, I'm going to tell you, you don't need to know your human design system to live it. But you sure can live it better if you know it. So we're going to talk about it. And I'm so glad to have my guest again on the show. She's been on the show numerous times talking about the magic of our design and how important it is to know our design so we can live better. So, Regina Concatelli, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Sure. Don't you love human design?
I, you know, the words couldn't even express how much I love it because of how much it's helped me personally and what I've seen it's the effects that it's had for other people. But, yes, I do love it deeply. And what I love about it particularly is that it's so practical. As you mentioned, you don't have to know it. And you can know very little of it to really benefit from it and have a different perspective on who you are and the people that you relate to.
And also, who they are.
Yes.
Once you know human design, you realize how uniquely different each of us is. Human design does have some generalities to it. For instance, the type, generators, manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors. It's those types are generalities, and people go, oh, yeah, look, I'm a generator. That's cool, and that's nice to know that, except those are generalities. A human design chart has incredible amount of specifics about each person that are vastly different from anybody else on the planet, and it's amazing how unique, and when I do chart readings for people, they're fascinated by how tightly described they are in ways that could only be them. And I've never done a chart where people say, oh, they got that wrong.
Exactly. How did you know that? Or, oh, my gosh, you are so intuitive. And I am, but that information doesn't initially come from my intuition. It comes from me understanding the system and how to deliver the message so people can hear that and benefit from knowing that part about themselves.
Well, let's briefly explain what the human design system is.
Mm.
You know, it was channeled in to a man about, was it 27 years ago?
Yeah, 1987.
He was an expat Canadian living in Ibiza, Spain, and a voice said, take notes, I'm going to speak to you for 8 days. And no human being could have figured this out because there are so many technical details to this that are beyond human derivation, especially the way that the Chinese I Ching is brought into this. A lot of people have heard of the I Ching. They don't really understand it. They don't realize that it's broken up into 64 parts. Each part is six horizontal lines, one on top of another. Each line can be yin or yang. And so there are 64 variations mathematically of six lines that each line can be yin or yang. And the genius of the system is that it sits around the sky in permanent places. And our planets keep moving. So every time someone is born, the planets are in a different place. And they connect to those hexagrams that are in those permanent places. And that's how we understand the hexagrams that people are born into. Each hexagram is a concept of life, a different concept of life. And therefore, we get to see the unique nature of the position of their planets, the combination of them, create a combination of the hexagrams that are different from other people. And then there's another time when we're born from while we were in gestation, 88 and a half days before, that our unconscious personality clicked in. And we know where the planets were then, exactly. And so we know two sets of planets connected to all of these hexagrams. And they give us an incredible complex definition of each person's personality based on those factors. So this is scientific, if you believe in the position of the planets being meaningful scientifically. I mean, you can, once you understand and believe that astrology can work, for instance, then you certainly can believe that human design can work. The proof is in the pudding. I've done over 1,500 chart readings, and no one has ever thought that it wasn't exceptionally accurate.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's the I Ching, if people are curious about the scientific, I mean, there's certainly different ways to explore it, but the research just of the DNA in the I Ching has been explored for many years, and seeing that there is a particular characteristic that comes from each one of them and how that's expressed through a person.
Right, and each hexagram does relate to particular amino acids and of DNA, and it's amazing how it reveals itself. There have been scientific studies of the patterns of DNA versus the patterns of the I Ching, and they corroborate very beautifully.
But I wouldn't want people to think they have to go study the I Ching if they to really benefit. I mean, we're talking about human design can explain who people are at their core and beyond just their personality, what else is going on. But just the enfoldment of the energy systems is incredibly powerful for people to understand about themselves.
Right, the way we behave, how energy moves through us in ways that dictates life. Not only is the human design able to understand the mechanics of our personalities, how we think, how we feel, how we understand life and act in life, but also what's proven itself is that life actually brings itself to our design. It reflects our design. So life gives us our design as well as we behave our design.
Yeah, and, you know, what I like to share with people, and I think, you know, this time that we're living in where life is moving really fast and we're being very challenged on levels that we've not been challenged before, is self-awareness, when we know who we are. And human design explains it in such practical ways for people to understand who we are, and that when we understand who we are, we can accept who we are. It's like, instead of trying to be like your brother or your best friend or whatever, it's like, no, that doesn't work for me. This is who I am. This is what works for me.
Right. And for instance, last night I did a class on how do we respond to crisis, to conflict.
Mm.
And I was using the human design system in the class. And each person is designed to respond to conflict differently. And when I explained it to each student, what their personal chart showed them about how they deal with conflict, it made total sense to them. And also, they can't help but behave that way. So we're all programmed to respond to crisis and conflict in our unique way that we're born to. And we can try to emulate other people, and maybe if our designs are harsh about how we deal with these things, we can soften the edges and become better people, knowing that this is our normal response. So how can we ameliorate it a bit to not be too self-destructive about things?
Well, even with that example, I mean, we do all, you know, experience crisis, and we don't have a lot of control over it. But sometimes we do. I mean, sometimes we know that there's something, an event or something that's happening, and, you know, it's like, well, maybe I don't need to go down the street and see what's happening with the house burning down, you know. Maybe that's a crisis I can avoid, you know, if you know that you're someone that doesn't do well in, you know, in high adrenaline environments.
Right, and there are a lot of people who emotionally are not comfortable. And human design will tell them that. And they already know that, but it's nice to see that that's how they're designed. So then they create strategies for that. And so what you're talking about is, how do we build strategies to avoid the things that we're not good at?
Exactly. And that's a lot of what I do in my coaching practice, is helping people see, you know, I don't know if I want to call it a workaround, but, you know, a strategy. It's just this, back to the word self-awareness. When we're aware and we can accept that, then the actions that we take, you know, are congruent and we have more alignment. When my website is Aligned With Your Design, I'm always talking about, how do we have alignment? How can we be more congruent with who we are, with our core, with our essence, and being able to, you know, I don't want to think people to think that you're never going to encounter another crisis, or you're never going to fall down, or any, you know, but it's like when you get into those environments, you know yourself, and you go, well, this is what works for me, this is what doesn't work for me, instead of being influenced by everybody saying, well, you know, you should do this and you should do that.
So it's great to have a template.
My design is that I'm very influenced by other people. And this, you know, this information saved my life 15 years ago by realizing, whoa, I need to, you know, spend some time alone and make my decisions and make my plans from there instead of, you know, doing how other people influence me.
Yeah.
And there's other people that are like that, that are heavily influenced, and other people are the influencers and can really impact other people by the strongness of their design.
Right. Some designs are very conditionable, that we're here to reflect others and don't know ourselves in those ways, that other people then can help define us if we're choosing them properly, if we choose the right people to reflect from. And then there are those who are very clear. Their designs are big rubber stamps of who they are, and nothing will change that and influence that.
I love that, choosing the right people. Boy, that would make me curious. How do we do that? How do we choose the right people?
Well, we know, for instance, in my design, my heart chakra, which is the G center in human design, doesn't know itself. And so I've been very vulnerable to the influences of people around me and how I reflect their behavior towards me and their opinions about me. And it's been very difficult in my life because I don't have that inner core of, I'm me, get out of my way, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, who am I? Well, let me look around and see what these people think. And, oh my gosh, they don't like me. I must not be very good. And so I've attracted a lot of people in my earlier years who were very denigrating to me, and it really was terrible. I've learned now that I really need to surround myself with people who love me and respect me, and I can find lots of them, fortunately, and I'm married to one. And so it's really wonderful to have, to know myself now, because I've chosen the right people to reflect.
Yeah, I would concur with all that. I do have a heart center that is defined. So my conditioning, or I was deeply influenced emotionally by other people, and knowing that, I am very selective of, you know, the people that I let close to me, because I am aware of how influenced I can be by other people,
by their emotions.
Their emotionality, mm-hmm. and any kind of forcefulness, that any kind of stress. I'm very susceptible to being around people that can really, you know, get me into, you know, adrenaline rushes.
Right, and that's a different part of the design. So there are so many different parts of our designs that we have to be aware that how we know ourselves. For instance, let's talk about the spleen chakra and how insecure it can make us. And the people who have undefined spleen chakras, meaning that, you know, they're not strongly defined, those are people who live in a lot more fear. I have my younger son has a very defined spleen chakra, and I'm always concerned that he's not fearful enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's so brave, and it's amazing what troubles he's gotten into because he's so brave. He's willing to tackle all kinds of difficult situations.
But he's wired to be able to take the risks.
And he's good. He says, I say, why are you taking so many risks? He said, because I'm good at it.
Oh.
You know, so how many people can say that? You know, and he's designed for that. And so many people are designed to say, save me, save me. And so I do a lot of work with people who have undefined spleens, because they do need reassurance that they're safe and healthy and everything will be okay.
Yeah, well, for each of these different energy centers that we're talking about, you know, we've talked about the heart center and now the spleen, that there's strategies. And again, it comes back to people knowing. It's this awareness. If you know that about yourself, that you're the kind of person that's going to have insecurities. Interesting, a client said something to me this week about, well, I'm reading the book and I've listened to what you've told me. She goes, and I'm disciplining myself. And I said, perfect. She's at the early stages of integrating and getting to know herself. And so she's reminding herself of these strategies. It's a discipline.
Right. And yet it's in her design to do that. And everybody, because everybody's already living their designs, there's so many people who are designed to live in the moment, to not be responsible. And then there are people who are designed to be super responsible and super mindful. And so we can understand ourselves versus anyone else because we know our designs. Let's talk about the mind.
Oh, okay.
I have an undefined mind. My mind doesn't know itself. Now, how could I do a radio show if my mind doesn't know itself? Well, the people who have listened to a lot of my shows know that my radio shows are not very boxed. You know, they're not scripted. I jump all over the place. I have a good time. It's about having fun with an open mind. I do my homework. I'm very well versed on what I need to know. But then I toss it to the winds and let it settle and reveal itself in whatever ways give me pleasure. So that's an undefined mind. It's out of the box. And so many people have defined minds, and they need the boxes, and they need to see form, and they need to understand life in its rows and columns. But that doesn't...
They need to explain it to you in their particular way of thinking about it.
Right. And so for them, they love to box things and explain the boxes and compare the boxes. And I think of education that way, that most teachers are box teachers teaching the boxes. And then you have a film like The Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, where he needed to teach outside of the box and got into trouble for it because a lot of schools don't like this out-of-the-box style. But yet many brilliant professors couldn't be brilliant if they weren't out of the box, and many are brilliant about boxes.
Yeah, and I think this is just to bring it back to the listeners and the self-awareness about knowing whether if they're open-minded or a little bit more fixed-minded in the people in their life. It's like, you know, they can really be, if you're open in the head and Ashnite, and be really influenced by the people around you and find yourself marching off and getting involved with something and then finding out, oh, wait a minute. I don't really like this, or this doesn't really work for me because there was some kind of influence that took place at the genesis of it. And so knowing that is to help people see how they can question that and really go into their own inner wisdom and inner knowing about moving ahead with something, whether it's really in something that's unique for them.
And that's important because actually there are charts that have very powerful intuition in them. I do in my chart. It's extremely intuitive. And many of the people I work with, students especially, have very strong intuition in their charts. That's why they're attracted to me. And so many of us are born to live in that higher realm of universal thought rather than boxes.
And everyone is intuitive. It just works differently for people.
Right. And some of us are born to really live it. But everything is good. For instance, my wife has a very defined Ajna mind, six chakra. And so for her, form is very important. And yet she was very out of the box when she chose to marry me because I'm out of the box. So it wasn't that she always strategizes boxes, but she loves to have form, loves for things to fit into boxes. And I find that very helpful in my life to be married to somebody like that.
A great compliment for each other.
Yes.
But knowing that, like knowing where that creates compatibility and where it can create disharmony.
Right, but as long as you're knowledgeable about it, then you understand it.
Yes.
And it was a huge plus to my marriage when my wife and I got to understand each other's designs. Then we can explain each other to ourselves and ourselves to ourselves and really have that understanding of why we are the way we are, even though sometimes, like, my wife's chart is very different from mine, and there are times I just roll my eyes and go, well, she's living her design. You know, but at least I know that, and I'm you know, I include that in the mix.
Well, I'll tell you, if when two people get together that know human design even just a little bit, it's some of the best belly laughs you'll ever have, because it's like, well, of course they would say it that way, or of course they would look at it that way, because that's their design. And as you started out, we're all our design in being that. So it's not that people can't change and morph and grow. You know, we're beings of expansion. But I think it's as we expand and as it relates to human design that we can really, I think we own it more. We drop deeper into it. We're becoming more of ourselves. And that's the expansion that I think we're all seeking, is to be more authentic, to be more who we are.
Right, but let's just say that human design is not a whitewash. It doesn't come along and just give you gentle strokes about how wonderful you are. It also shows where you trip yourself up and where you make yourself struggle, and those are traits that I have a bunch of them, and you know me, and I do struggle, and it's really difficult with some of my designs, and I have to say to myself, oh, there's that trait again, oh well, okay, I'll have to figure out now how to overcome that. And so each time it teaches me new lessons, I learn more about myself, but I still have to bump into myself due to my design, and I've learned to forgive myself and accept myself that way. And I think luckily most people don't have some of the struggles I have in my design, and I always compliment people. I always ask them if I could trade designs for them.
Oh, well, you know, I call those things in our charts, I just say, you know, we all have these little, there's cracks in the sidewalk, you know, and we can, you know, trip and completely fall on our face, or we can trip a little bit, or we can just kind of walk around it and know where it's there. And when we know where those things are in our design that can trip us up, and so you were talking about your design, for my design, it's just because I have so many open centers. I'm so influenced by other people. And that awareness of that is that, oh, there's someone that's getting you know, really excited, or there's someone that's very emotional one way or the other. It's like, I know that. It's like, well, do I want to be around them a few minutes, or am I just going to hang out for the rest of the day and then, you know, deal with the consequences? So there's that knowing where we can, you know, get tripped up.
How to make choices and use tools to soften some of our difficulties. But most charts also, I mean, all charts really show our power and our strength, and we really can learn how to be really amazing individuals by knowing our charts. Gina, we're coming near to the end of the show, and you said that your website is Align With Your Design.
AlignWithYourDesign.com, and I'll leave my phone number here too. It's 415-454-8275, and I'm an analyst and also a trained business coach and life purpose coach.
Yes, and so excellent. And you did some business coaching for me years ago, and it was wonderful. And it's great for anybody to hire a coach who knows human design. My wife is a coach who knows astrology. You know, those are additional things that we bring to it so we can help coach people better. And your name is Regina Conquitelli, so people can always find you that way too. And we love being in the human design world because there's so much depth to it and richness. And when we know other human design people and we talk to people who know their designs, we find such fascination and joy from having that knowledge, not only about ourselves, but even about each other. So we can look at each other and go, oh, okay, I get it. I know why you're this way.
There's a bonding and a fulfillment of the relationship with people through the human design, because I think it removes a lot of the masks and the false beliefs about ourselves, and that's very connecting for people.
Right. It's freeing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, as we're wrapping this up, it's like, what happens with people when they start to, you know, integrate this and learn a little bit about themselves is that they become more calm. They become more self-accepting. They become more confident.
And more strategic.
And trusting themselves.
Right, because they know that they can use strategies to make their lives work even better.
Yes.
Yes, I love that. Regina, it's so great talking with you. So much fun.
This has been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a guest again on Energy Stew. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, and also 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.